Hi, this is Bob from Hackberry House. Today, in an Iranian prison, Saeed Abedini. North Korea may well be the worst, but it's by far not the only place where an antichrist is punishing God's people in our day. You've by now heard about Saeed. Here's a blog that I copied from my good friend Michael that tells the story far better than I could, and I've used this by permission. I regret to say that there are pictures that were embedded in the original blog that I was unable to copy over, but they'll be available online. This is from Michael Abramovich. On these pages, he says, over the past several years, I've written about the plight of Pastor Saeed Abedini. Pastor Abedini, an American citizen, has been imprisoned under the Islamic mullahs of Iran since September of 2012. He's presently serving an 8-year sentence for his Christian activities in one of the most brutal hellhole prisons in Iran. Although his case has garnered international attention and many have advocated on his behalf, he remains in prison for his Christian faith. Pastor Abedini's wife has said nothing has given Saeed and our family more strength than knowing that we are not forgotten and that many are praying for us and taking the time to write letters and encourage us. We're admonished in Hebrews 13:3 to continue to remember those in prison as if you were together with them in prison, and those who are mistreated as if you yourselves were suffering. But in addition to Pastor Abedini, there are numerous other Christians who are imprisoned in Iran for their Christian faith. Over the past several months, the United States and a number of European nations have released billions of dollars of frozen Iranian funds to the mullahs, based upon their assurances that Iran would halt some aspects of the nuclear program and continue to negotiate their program in exchange for easing of international sanctions. Although I'm skeptical that the Iranian mullahs will ever want to give up their nuclear program, no effort was made to release Pastor Abedini as a precondition to release of the frozen funds. Mr. Obama has only made one public statement regarding Pastor Abedini at a national prayer breakfast in Washington, D.C. last February. In his remarks, Mr. Obama said the following: "We pray for Pastor Saeed Abedini. He's been held in Iran for more than 18 months, sentenced to 8 years in prison on charges relating to his Christian beliefs. And as we continue to work for his freedom today, again, we call on the Iranian government to release Pastor Abedini so he can return to the loving arms of his wife and children in Idaho." End of quote. However, the Iranian mullahs ignored Mr. Obama's appeal, but they sure took the billions of cash. Pastor Abedini's young children have pleaded with Mr. Obama to help bring their daddy home. You can actually watch this poignant video somewhere online. I do not have the actual link for you here. Pastor Abedini also wrote a deeply powerful and beautiful letter to his wife that you could also find online. Please pray for this beautiful and great saint of God and for his family. Please also pray for the many other Christians imprisoned in Iran. And during this congressional recess, when your elected representatives are holding town halls in your community, please ask them what they're doing to bring back Pastor Abedini, an American citizen held by the butchers of Tehran. Again, this is copied directly from Michael Abramovich with his permission, and we ask that you truly do pray for this brother. Pray for Michael also, who advocates often for these people. But pray for Brother Saeed and the many others in Iran and throughout the world suffering for the name of Jesus Christ. God bless you.